Since there are sheets that hold that you do not have to wash until the shlishis, therefore, if you forgot to say the tzei, then you do not say b'beirus samos. If you remember before you said atoy v'meitis, then you say baruch Hashem v'keni melech adam shenosim shabbos l'menucha. Just like you say in Rosh Chodesh, even though you don't have to eat bread. So, according to this, it would be without a chasima. Now, there's any kind of suda. It's not the type of suda that we require you to say a birchas hamazon if you didn't say the Ritzei Aliyah V'Yohoi. So if you caught yourself in time, then you say the bracha, Baruch Hashem, Kedim Echadom HaShanosa, but you don't say the chasima at the end of bracha, Baruch Hashem. It's very interesting that as far as this idea of not saying the chasima on Suda Shlishis, the Shasim says without the chasima, and the Bialofa says with the chasima. Two from the Chofetz Chaim, on the same page, say different things. So you can't say with Chasima. Sif test. Shloshi shochel b'shavaz v'yonza v'shochel l'yaz g'meina m'oir heim tzvich l'afz v'rish b'ilz ha'mozen. Three people ate together, they benched with the zimun, and then they chapped it, they all forgot to say. So you'll have to bench again, you've already chalach l'ifnei atzmai, you take zimun, for you also. You don't have to do the zimun again, just say the b'ilz ha'mozen again. If you know you have a Shabbos, Mass, Shabbos, Mirz, and Mosin, the Green and Bosser has followed Sasuza for the dinner, which is Shabbos, Shabbos, Mechanicus. All the holidays, if you start the meal on the holiday, you start the meal on Shabbos, and you don't have a Shabbos, Shabbos, Mechanicus, then even though you bench at night, afterwards you still say, would say, you have the Yavo, Al Anisim, and the Bills, and Mosin. Mr. Bruce says, though, what happens if you forgot to say it? So you finish your Suda Motzei Shabbos at night already. Now you forgot to say it. Say, do you say the Baruch Hashem Shenosim Shabbos? Which Rebbe says no, that we won't do because it's not clear this din whether you go by the beginning of the Suda or not. So you know to say Nachatchila we say to make a whole new bracha. Baruch Hashem Kenei Me'atolam, Mitzvah Shabbos Bracha Levatolam. Therefore, Yom Shishim Umachas. And the Rebbe says that since you go by the beginning of the Suda, if Rosh Chodesh came out on Motzei Shabbos, then you would say, according to one opinion, only Shal Shabbos, because you go by the beginning of the Suda. But he says that's only if you didn't eat anything at night and you happened to bench at night. But if you ate bread also at night, so now you have a Chiyuv to be Matzkeh Shabbos called at the beginning of the Suda, and Rosh Chodesh because you ate also on Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, how can you do that? You say Shabbos and also Rosh Chodesh. It's a steer between the two Haskalos. Rosh Chodesh and Sunday, Shabbos and Shabbos. So Mishra Bruce says, better to be mentioned with the Rosh Chodesh, since you ate Rosh Chodesh, and leave out the Shabbos. He says, Mishra Bruce, Motzei Shabbos, Chanukah and Purim. So, in other words, Purim start on Sunday, you finish the food on Purim, if you eat on Chanukah, even if you finish the meal on Chanukah itself, just say the first one of Shabbos. Why? Because the Haskara of Alanisim is a Rishus, not a Chiyuv. Through the Chiyuv and through the Chalvushus. This is the opinion of Mogar Avraham and many other opinions that say when you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you say Dafka, Rosh Chodesh, and not Shabbos. There are other opinions that say, where you say both, it's saying Yom Aviyot, they feel it's not a contradiction. Why? Because you're saying the same for the fact that the Suda starts in the day, and you're saying Yom Aviyot for the fact that it ends at night. So basically, we have two opinions whether when you started eating on Shabbos, and you continued eating into the night of Motzei Shabbos, which happened to Rosh Chodesh, first day of Rosh Chodesh, then we have one opinion that says, you mask only Rosh Chodesh, another opinion you mask it both. If you dive in the middle of the Suda, or you say, Baruch HaMavdol in the middle of the Suda, then you don't mention Shabbos anymore.